Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Wellness Cafe podcast, your go-to Hot Girl Walk podcast. I'm your host, Trin Tondelier. I hope that you are having a great week. I'm excited to hang out today. I'm back home, getting back into the swing of things, and I'm just really happy to be at home recording from my lovely bed. Downtown things, I don't have room for a desk. So when it's time to record, I turn my nightstand into the studio, sit on my bed, look out the window, and hang out with you. In today's episode, we are going to discuss how to get out of a funk. Because you know what? May was kind of a weird one. Did anyone else have a weird month, a weird May? I feel like everyone I know was kind of going through it in May, and it just wasn't the vibes. But that is fine, that's life, and there's nothing wrong with a weird month. But there's no point dwelling on the past, we can't change it. So I'm going to talk about how to get out of a funk today and start June and summer off strong and leave any of those bad vibes behind us and move forward. So this is your sign if you had a weird month or you were in kind of a funk that it's okay. We're going to take a deep breath, sigh it out, and move on, because bad days, weeks, months, they're fine. But I need a little pick-me-up and thought that if I need a pick-me-up right now, there's definitely someone else out there who needs a pick-me-up so we can get motivated together and just back on track together. I always like to record the pod real time. I never like pre-record because I want to make this show just like a positive, motivating escape to come hang out with me, and I always like it to be real time. I record literally the day before it goes up, so it's like we're actually FaceTiming. It's Tuesday right now. This is going to go live tomorrow on Wednesday. And I was just sitting down and thinking about what we should talk about today. And I was just thinking about what I needed to hear right now and what I am focusing on and kind of like where I'm at right now on, you know, my wellness journey. It's always a journey. It's always changing. And I realized that I'm kind of in a funk and I need to get out of it, snap out of it. So I thought that you and I could just discuss that together, because if I need it, I'm sure someone else needs it too. But on the other hand, if you had an awesome May and you're not in a funk, that is incredible. And you rock. I'm quite jealous of you, but this episode may still be valuable to just have and remember for next time you do find yourself in a funk, because no one is perfect all the time, and sometimes we all need a little mood booster. So this episode is valuable to anyone, even if you're not in a funk. You could be doing awesome, but you know, there's little things that still will pick you up, put a little pep in your step. I don't know when I've ever said that saying before, but it felt right. Okay. Anyway, I always want my content and this show to be a safe, happy, and positive place, because, you know, I'm a big believer in just surrounding yourself with positive energy and focusing on the good to grow the good. And May was kind of a weird one, but oh well, that's life. It's okay. But the vibe going into June from here on out is focus on you. For you. That's it. That is the vibe. And we're going to talk about that today and how to get out of a funk. But weekly update. Okay, so I came back home to Vancouver on Saturday, and I've kind of already started doing things to, you know, a reset routine, get myself out of a funk, and just kind of reset after a weird month and pick myself up. So I'll save most of the things for the actual episode, but I came home. It was such a sunny weekend. It was so great coming back and being greeted by the sun. It was one of the first super sunny weekends in a while. And oh my goodness, before I came home, I think Friday, the boys went and played beach volleyball. Okay, side note, that is one of the things that I absolutely love about this city is how active it is when it's sunny outside. Like, nothing makes me happier than seeing the sunshine and then going outside, the sun is shining, and just seeing everyone smiling and biking and running, rollerblading. Like, it's just like everything. People are always outside getting active, and I love that about this place. There's just so much activity everywhere. But anyway, back to my story. If you've been here for a while, you know I live with my boyfriend, Brody, but I always tease him and say that living with your boyfriend is like having a son, because boys are just funny, okay? I constantly laugh at some of the shit he does. If you live with your boyfriend, you know what I'm talking about. Boys, I don't know, they just do funny shit that makes you wonder what is going on in their brain. But anyway, Brode played volleyball for about 4 hours in the sun, and you know, he hasn't seen the sunshine like that in quite a while. And I guess he didn't think that he needed sunscreen. So anyway, he was wearing his aloe trucker hat while playing volleyball, because we got to make the boyfriend on brand too. I have converted him into an aloe yoga boy, but he was wearing the hat backwards. And he picks me up from the airport with the biggest hat line on his forehead, and it just makes me laugh. Like, nothing welcomes you home after a week and a half like your boyfriend just picking you up from the airport with the biggest burnt forehead with like a huge line right down the middle, just smiling, so happy that you're home and you can remind him about sunscreen again. You know, he just cracks me up. So I was like, all right, great, good to be home with my funny boy, but he just cracks me up. Oh my goodness. For one of the community episodes, we should do an episode where you write in just like the funny shit your boyfriends have done so we can all get a good laugh, because I feel like there's just countless. Living with a boy is really funny. And I have realized that it's better to just laugh and then be frustrated, because like some of the stuff is ridiculous and we could probably all chat about it for a while. I know the girls who live with their boyfriends right now are thinking of some funny shit, but I don't know. I just wanted to throw that out there. While we're talking about this though, I just want to remind you, I've now made a community episode Google form. So the Wellness Cafe will be doing a bonus community episode the first Friday of every month, because I think the reason that this podcast is my favorite thing I do is really because of you and because of the community, and like, you are my people. We all get it. We're all doing the same thing, and I just love you all so much, and I really wanted to add that episode in permanently. So now there's an easy way to go submit anything that you want to write in for the community episode. The next one will be the first Friday of June. I think that's going to be June 3rd. So you still have about a week to go write in before I record the next episode. And the Google form is just super easy. You can go click on it and go submit anything that you want to write in and share with the other Hot Girl Walkers. The form is linked in the show notes, and it's on the Wellness Cafe Instagram highlight. So you can always go reference it and find it for when you want to submit for the community episode. Sorry, I'm kind of just chatting away. I got a lot of responses and a lot of feedback lately that you all want just like longer solo episodes from myself. So it's like we're just hanging out for a long period of time. So I kind of cut the rambling out a bit, and it seems like you all actually like it. So we will keep it and hang out, because I can ramble, and I took it out because I thought that no one cared. But now I've been getting feedback that you all want the longer episodes back. So you know what? Who knows how long I can just sit here and talk about shit. But everything else from when I got home, it pretty much does have to do with like how to get out of a funk, because I just got home and like really immediately I was motivated to just get back into it. So I will save the rest of like what I've been up to for later in the episode. Let's get into our weekly segments. Okay, what I'm having this week. I'm really into, as we know, reset vibes, which we will get into. So I'm going to try and think of a product or a current favorite for what I'm having this week. Oh, okay. Actually, it's not a product. So I was at my parents', and my little sister, mom, and I wanted to watch a show, and they have Disney Plus, and I didn't know that you could watch the Kardashians on it. And I've actually never watched the Kardashians before. I think I like never had the channel or something. I don't know. But I was seeing all the sound bites and clips on TikTok and I felt pretty left out. And I just love a good reality TV show. It's definitely my guilty pleasure, but actually, let me take that back. Actually, not a guilty pleasure, more just like a pleasure. That's better because there's nothing to be ashamed of, nothing to feel guilty for with relaxing at the end of the day and unplugging and watching some TV. I think that you really need outlets like that to relax. And I feel like so many people in the self-improvement world or motivation world will tell you to like grind, 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 grind and never watch TV. And if you have 30 minutes to watch TV, you have 30 minutes to be grinding. But like, I couldn't disagree more. Whoever is saying that needs to try chilling out because it's not that serious. And if you want to have a night and watch TV, sometimes you need that. And that is grinding for your self-care. Or else you'll just get burnt out. So I really enjoyed watching the Kardashians unplugging, just cozying up with a blanket, eating some popcorn. And I came home and watched the rest of it with Brody. Naturally, he loves it too. Like, who doesn't? If you say you don't like that stuff, you're lying. But yeah, that's what I'm having. Oh my goodness, I actually have a second thing for what I'm having. This should be for the main part of the episode, but I'm so excited. I have to say it now. If you know, you know. I finally got my beloved Sage cleaning spray back. So this cleaning spray, I can't even explain how much joy it brought me. Like, it really did it for me. It was like a eucalyptus essential oil cleaner. It was definitely up there in one of my favorite parts of my routine. Anyway, when we moved, I was devastated that Sage discontinued it, but I guess it was just because they were like redoing the product and I got it again. I'm in love. It's like a different format now, but one of the biggest things for me in a getting out of the funk, in a reset routine, includes cleaning, cleaning, cleaning the shit out of my space. Like literally all the shit, like decluttering, getting every single particle of dust away from me, every single crumb on the floor. Like, cleaning is one of the biggest therapies for me and one of the biggest proponents to getting out of a funk. When your space is clean, obviously it declutters your mind as well, because no one can think straight or feel good in a cluttered environment. Cleaning is one of the biggest things when you need to get out of a funk. And I finally was reunited with my Sage cleaning spray. And I guess this is just 22, just getting old, being happy about my cleaning spray and cleaning my apartment. What I am grateful for. Okay, this is my first time living somewhere where there's like beaches and outdoor pools for the summertime, and I'm about to take full advantage of it. We went to the beach this weekend and I didn't know that the outdoor pools were open yet, and I cannot wait to go for my morning workout as a lap swim outside. I feel like if you've been listening to the show for a while, that's all I've been talking about, and I'm just super excited to finally be able to experience that. I love swimming. I love lap swimming. It's one of my favorite workouts and movements, and I've never really lived in a place that was available for me outdoors, so I'm very excited. I'm grateful that it's outdoor lap pool season. What I'm working on, we already know I'm working on getting out of a slump and picking myself up after a weird couple of weeks. And for anyone who needs to do that too, let's just get right into it. Wait, I do have something I'm working on. I have been fighting the urge to just rip the Band-Aid off and buy the new AirPods. You know the ones. I actually don't even know what they're called. The headphone type that go over your head. Why don't I actually know the name? I have no idea what they're called. I've just seen them on TikTok, and I am literally one TikTok away from spending however much, like, what are they, like $700? That's ridiculous. But if I see one more girl on a hot girl walk with her cute little AirPods, I am going to have to splurge. But I've been working on it because I really know that I shouldn't, and it's just a trend. So if anyone has them, let me know if it's worth it. Let me know your thoughts, because I don't know how much longer I can fight this for. Even though that price is like ridiculous, I've seen way too many girls working them on their hot girl walks, and I just want to be a part of the club, feeling a little left out. Okay, here's what I'm feeling, what I'm doing to get myself out of a funk. It has definitely been a weird month, but I still want to end it strong and head into June with a lot of positivity. So these are some things I like to do when I need to pick myself up. I think it's really important to know what tools you need for your own body in times where you're feeling down, so you're able to get through it, because that's just real life. No matter how hard you prioritize wellness and healthy habits, at the end of the day, shit happens. That is life. And sometimes you feel better than others, but let's bring in some positivity, some feel good activities to do for yourself. And this is really things I've done the past couple of days, or things I will be doing this next week to feel better and give myself a spring refresh. It is officially spring refresh season. But these are just all small activities you can implement whenever you feel the need to do so. Okay, so up first, and these are in no particular order, this is just what I did first, so I thought I would talk about it. First,
step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Is a fridge clean out. I was just gone for a week and a half, and I didn't clean the fridge before I left, which honestly is my first mistake, but second mistake, since we're already talking about things boys do when you live with them. I live with two boys. Let's just say the fridge needed some cleaning out. It wasn't horrible, and I'm not amazing with it all the time at keeping my fridge organized, but I like to try my best. So first I threw out stuff that had gone bad. I am notorious for buying produce and letting it go to waste accidentally, even though it pains me. It's horrible. I hate wasting food. I try to avoid it the best I can, but sometimes it happens. So cleared that stuff out. Then I wiped down the entire fridge with the Sage cleaner, of course. And then Brody and I went to Whole Foods and did a fresh grocery and produce stock up. I love a good, organized, fully stocked fridge. Nothing feels better. We got a lot of produce, actually. We got like celery, cilantro, green onion, lemon, lime, cucumber. What else? Mango, avocado, apples, like just all the things, all my go-tos. I posted an entire grocery haul on TikTok, actually, with the prices, because I get asked a lot about the price of living in Vancouver, quite often, actually, so I thought that would be an interesting video for reference for people wondering. What else did we get? I just wanted the fridge to be like stocked, ready to go. I got organic oat milk because I'm actually in an oat milk stage right now, not almond milk. And I'm not like very educated on this. I would go read up on your own about it because I don't know enough to actually talk about it. But I've personally never really been fully aware or even checked the labels on any of my milk alternatives. And I've been reading a lot about the unhealthy additives in a lot of nut milks recently that I had never really even been cognizant of that. So I got oat milk from the Greenhouse brand, which I could read all the ingredients in it. So that's always good when you can actually understand and pronounce the ingredients. I mean, I try to buy all my food with labels that I can pronounce, but like I just said, I wasn't even aware of how bad the ingredients were in some of the nut milks and stuff like that. So I was trying to be more conscious of that.
I honestly want to try and like make my own nut milk or oat milk sometime. I think that would be a fun little experiment because the one bottle of oat milk was $10 and that is quite a bit. But moving on, we stocked up and then we brought the groceries home. I washed all the produce. This is essential. Make sure that you are washing your produce. I was never good at this. I'll admit it. My mom would literally always get mad at me for not washing stuff before I ate it. But I did a sociology of health and illness class that had some terrifying statistics about pesticides in it. So I'm very big on washing my produce now. Before it even enters the fridge, it will be washed. And then, yeah, honestly, I kind of popped off with the fridge reset. I was just really into it. It was making me feel great. I washed the cilantro and then cut the edges off and froze up chunks of it to preserve it because, like I said, I always buy cilantro and don't use it all. So I decided to preserve it by freezing half. I don't know why I never thought of this before because I usually just take a couple leaves, but then like the whole bunch goes bad and then I end up buying a new one. So I froze half of it. And then I also cut the stems off the half I was keeping in the fridge and I did the thing where you put it in water in a cup, so hopefully it lasts longer in the fridge that way. And then the last thing I did was I brought the juicer out. You always know the weather is getting warmer again when Trin breaks out the juicer, but I made homemade ginger and lemon shots for the week and I had actually ordered little glass 2-ounce juice shot bottles from Amazon. So now I have my fridge fully cleaned, stocked up with fresh produce and ginger shots for the week. So if that doesn't lighten up my mood, I don't know what will. And honestly, it did help a lot. It makes me like I'm so satisfied every time I open up the fridge and see it the way it looks. Okay, next, I know I already mentioned I cleaned, so I won't go into too much detail, but cleaning your space is such a good mental cleanse as well. It really impacts how you feel so much. You really need to have a clean environment to think clearly. And Brody and I did all the laundry. I had a bunch of PR boxes all piled up from being away. So we unpacked all of that. We took it down to the garbage. We decluttered and also threw out some things that we didn't need anymore, you know, some spring cleaning. I also drowned everything I own in sage cleaning spray, and that made me so happy. I also got the grapefruit essential oil going in the diffuser. Like, best vibes ever in here. Third, this won't be that big of a shock. I haven't had like that much energy to do high intensity workouts, but I've been trying to get outside and get as much vitamin D and fresh air as possible. There are actually studies that show being around greenery positively impacts your mental health. So when I was home and stressed, my friends and my mom and I would make sure we went for long walks and ran stairs, just got outside. At this point in the podcast, I feel like I don't need to explain how much working out benefits my mental health and how much it does for everyone's mental health. And when I'm feeling tired or sad, I seriously just have like an internal conversation with myself and say, Trin, you need to go get your heart rate up. I know you're tired and don't want to do it, but it's going to help. And then I'm like, yeah, you're right. Okay, here I go, and I get my workout set on, and I go get whatever movement done that I can, and that is an instant pick-me-up when I'm in a funk. Another thing I like to do that never fails to make me feel better is to have a singing or dance party in the shower, or not even the shower. It can be while you're cleaning or driving. I love listening to music and driving. That's like an instant pick-me-up. Just put on music you love, the songs that never fail to get you dancing and singing. I feel like that always just takes my mind off anything that's going on and you can just relax and sing or dance, and music always puts me in a good mood and it's a little escape. So go make yourself a feel-good playlist, put it on while you go in the shower, go for a drive, clean your place while listening to it. Another thing to get out of a funk is to make sure that you're consuming positive content on social media. The saying that you become like the top 5 people you surround yourself with also applies to your social following as well, not just who you're surrounding yourself with in person. So you want to make sure that you're consuming content from people that are spreading the right energy and uplifting you and making you feel good about yourself. It is so important and so key because energy really is contagious, and Just like positivity can be spread, so can negativity. So I would highly suggest unfollowing people who are negative. Obviously, once in a while is okay, and that's life, but it can subconsciously be affecting your mood and energy in ways that you may not even realize when you're watching the content. So it's important to really tune into how the content and the people you follow make you feel. While we're on the topic of that, I also wanted to touch on social media in the summertime. I feel like social feeds can get saturated with people on glamorous vacations, and everyone, it feels like everyone is in Europe, and this used to happen to me a lot, and I've heard other people talk about it, so I wanted to touch on it, is letting other people's posts and where they are affect how you feel. Because yes, people are on vacation. Yes, the grass will always be greener, but you can't let that distract you from your present moment and your life. Because if you're just being upset watching people on social media traveling, wishing you were there or wishing you were somewhere else, that is taking away from your present moment. And you could be going out with friends, creating memories, or spending time with yourself, connecting to your emotions in a healthy way instead of letting it negatively impact your mood. And I honestly always used to destination chase, like we talked about this in the last community episode a bit, the one about mental health, about how it's unhealthy to get caught in a cycle of wanting, always thinking that you'll be happy when you reach point X. Because if you're stuck wanting to look forward to the next thing or the next trip, you know, it can be a negative cycle. So here's your reminder to not compare your life to what you see on social media. Practice living in the present moment and enjoying the little things like your morning moment. This is one of my biggest takeaways from quarantine, and COVID really taught me this and helped me disattach from that destination seeking or happiness seeking. And instead of always needing a next plan or a next trip or event to look forward to and be excited for, that was all taken away, right? So I began to practice romanticizing my morning moment and working on myself and doing my skincare and my morning routine instead of wishing I was somewhere else and always needing to plan the next thing that I thought would make me happy when. So I really had the time to practice enjoying my own present moment and being able to appreciate someone else's posts and vacation posts without it taking away from how I feel in my present moment. I know comparison is always a problem on social media, but I feel like those feelings are just heightened during summer when your social feed can feel like it's a who can take the most vacations competition. But trust me, you're fine exactly where you are. Just slow down and enjoy your present moment. Romanticize your morning moment. Trips are most of the time just super stressful anyway, so try to not let yourself get into that comparison loop and just practice being present in your own moment. Okay, that was a little ranty, but I thought it was important to bring up. Next thing is water intake. This is crucial for getting out of a funk. Literally just flushing it all out. Cleanse your body, hydrate up. Your skin will be glowing. Your body will feel better. Being well hydrated affects your mood, and I can definitely feel it in my face and in my skin, in my body. I just really feel it when I'm not drinking enough water, and when I'm really trying to prioritize water intake, I make sure that I always have my water bottle by me, but one with a straw. I feel like straws are key to drinking a lot of water. I'll just put it out in front of me when I'm doing computer work, and next thing I know, the entire liter is gone, just like that. Also, adding lemon or mint, honestly, whatever you prefer to your water to make it flavored, is a good way to make it exciting to drink water too. If you're looking for more ways to make it exciting and encourage you to get your water in. So here's your reminder to stop what you're doing and go get a glass of water. Seriously, go do it. You won't regret it. Okay, next thing, this is no surprise, is cooking. Apparently, I am a cooking TikToker now. I have been on a roll with the New Year's resolution of less DoorDash, more home-cooked recipes. Since I have a stocked fridge, it made me so happy to go make breakfast this morning. I made a yogurt bowl with peaches and banana, granola, and obviously, you can't forget the almond butter. It was honestly one of the best things ever. One of those recipes that I just go to bed looking forward to. Okay, honestly, like how many months has this almond butter obsession been going on for now? Usually my food obsessions don't last this long. So I think this one, like, I think we're stuck for life. And the amount of you that have DM'd me saying that I have you addicted to almond butter makes me laugh. I am so sorry. Once you start, I feel like you just can't stop. It's like, it's so good on everything. It just never gets old. I even got my mom addicted and oh my gosh. Okay. Get this. She made frozen almond butter cups and I've been meaning to make them since I got home. It was dark chocolate melted up. And then a piece of banana and then almond butter drizzled on top. And you make it in like a tiny cupcake tray and you freeze it for about an hour. And then you take it out and you can just put it in a little Ziploc container and you keep them in the freezer. And then you can just whip it out whenever you're craving something sweet. It's just the best thing ever. It's pretty much like a Reese's peanut butter cup except with banana and almond butter and frozen, but you get what I mean. It's like a nice thing to have in your freezer. I'm someone who needs like literally a popsicle or something sweet after dinner every night. I am such a dessert girl, so it's great to just have them in the freezer and be able to grab them whenever that craving is coming. For dinner last night, I also tried a new summer taco recipe. It was delicious. It was coconut crispy shrimp tacos. So the coconut shrimp was obviously made in the air fryer, of course. And then pineapple with cinnamon on top. I also threw that in the air fryer. And then the tortilla base was sour cream, avocado, lettuce. What else? Green onion, jalapeno, and then the shrimp and the pineapple. And then I drizzled a lime on top. It was the best thing ever. Cooking for myself and eating healthy is always just the key to feeling better for myself. I could go on and on about all the new recipes and things I am currently addicted to or the new ones I've been trying. So let me know if that would be of interest to do like a whole cooking and food episode. I've actually gotten a couple requests for that. So if more people seem interested, I can definitely talk about cooking forever. It's been quite a hobby of mine recently. Okay, and the last thing to get out of a funk is just your typical self-care things. You know, skincare, taking a bath, getting your hair done. I got my hair done. I got fresh highlights, fresh blonde for summer when I was in Edmonton. For a while, I feel like, okay, everyone was posting about blonde being chuggy and out of style, and I let it get to me. I was trying to do the Hailey Bieber brown, and I realized I was like, you know what? No. I'm over this. I don't want brown hair anymore. I want fresh blonde for summer, and that is what I did. So sorry, Hailey, I let you down there. I will not be joining the brown hair team. And I feel like it's just the best little pick-me-up ever to go sit in the salon, get your hair done, someone else wash it for you. That little head massage, best thing ever. So that is my last little step. Those little self-care things that you love that make you feel good about yourself. Go do them. Treat yourself. And let's get out of this funk together. You and I, we can do it and head into June very strong with positive vibes. I'm going to end off today's episode here. I hope you loved it. If you enjoyed this episode, it would help the show out a lot if you left a 5-star rate and review. It does really just help it out. You can follow the Wellness Cafe podcast on Instagram and TikTok to stay up to date and interact with what you want to see on the show. And you can follow myself on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube at Trinity Tondelier, 2NDELEIR. All of those links are always linked in the show notes. I hope you have a great week. I hope you get out of your funk, or if you're not in a funk, just do some of these activities to feel even that much better. I love you, and I will see you next time. Mwah.